all very thirsty and badly in need of sleep. Some of our people, in fact, seem just about played out. McCarty, Vincent, Crean, and I take turns at the two oars, sitting up on the deck, trying to pull into the bay. Breakfast was a sorry jest. We chewed and, with difficulty, swallowed a lump of hoosh the size of a hen's egg. Crean, crawling from his sleeping bag under the thwart, struck it with his shoulder. The pin that held the mast clamp in place must have worked upwards during the hurricane till the point alone held. The slight shock from Crean's shoulder knocked it out. The clamp swung open and the mast started to fall aft, but McCarty caught it and clamped and secured it with the pin. Happening then, it was a trifling incident, but the pin had probably held in that precarious position all night. Had it fallen out in the hurricane, the mast would have snapped like a carrot, and no power on earth could have saved us. Providence had certainly held us in the hollow of his hand. Soon after breakfast, we passed between two headlands 6 miles apart, and by noon could see north of us two large glaciers, which promised floating ice. For a while we steered towards this bay, but seeing that there was no shelter and we could not make it before dark, the course was resumed for King Haakon Sound. By noon the wind had shifted to east and blew strong in our teeth right out of the sound. At the same time the tide was setting us to the southward. We lowered the sails. Crean and I pulled with the two oars, relieved at short intervals by Vincent and McCarty, as owing to the cramped position it was impossible to pull for long. The wind was too strong for us, and finding we were setting unpleasantly close to the breakers, we again set jib, mainsail, and thrice-accursed mizzen, and so beat up against the wind. We could make no pretense of eating a midday meal. We just longed for water. For 4 hours, we tacked, 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 till we were sick of it. Although our boat was over-ballasted, she made little or no gain to windward. We again got out the oars, this time to assist the sails, and by pulling to windward only, counteracted the boat's griping, and so saved the drag of the rudder across her stern. Now, by dint of hard work, we gradually drew nearer.